Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And we're welcoming back Jan Peterzelka, Master Gardener Extraordinaire, to the program. Welcome back, Jan.
Thanks, Norma. It's always fun to be here.
Well, Jan has been a Master Gardener here in El Paso, she was telling us, for 6 years already. And, you know, speaking of Master Gardeners, we're going to be talking about Master Gardeners on this episode. And we want to mention that the Master Gardeners are starting to accept applications for new class of Master Gardeners. But before we get into the details, the Master Gardeners recently won some awards, I understand.
Yes, exactly. So each year there's a state Master Gardener conference, and Master Gardeners in El Paso submitted for 3 different awards, and they won 3 awards.
3 out of 3.
Yeah, that's definitely great. They placed on all of their submissions, and they won 2nd place on the project of the Escarate Teaching and Demonstration Garden. So we're really proud on their outreach efforts and how they really built that up as an educational center. And, you know, the hands-on, the interaction is great, but also they have a wonderful website, and that won 1st place as far as a large mass media award, you know, getting people, you know, educated in different ways, having handouts and photos and a lot of interaction with their calendars on upcoming events. So we're really proud of being able to have a lot of face-to-face programming as well as being online and available to the community. And one of the most deserving awards that was given out at the state conference this year was the Individual Master Gardener Awards. And those are, you know, one person out of each association is nominated by the Master Gardener group. And we're so happy to congratulate Miss Jan Peterzelka here to my left.
Yay!
Won 1st place in the State Master Gardener Association Award for Individual Master Gardener. So we're very happy, very pleased.
Congratulations.
She's just wonderful. Like, she's just like the one of like a great volunteer should be, and just like dedicates all her time and efforts. And it's just wonderful. And, you know, I'm really, you know, surrounded by so many great volunteers. So congratulations there, Miss Jen.
Oh, thanks. Shucks. I'm over here blushing. Oh, yeah. I am so honored. And when I was nominated by the association, it really, I can't tell you how it made me feel. That in and of itself was awesome, because this Master Gardener Association is a family of about 100 people. And they were all there for me. It's been a great honor to be a part of it, to serve as president for a couple of years, and just to see the program grow. And I have to thank all my peeps. And certainly I have to really thank Denise for all of her support. We've worked hard together, and we've just accomplished a lot. So this is an award for the entire association, because I could not have done the things I did or without the help of everybody. And the awards committee are great marketers. So they wrote a really great presentation. And congratulations to Escarate. They've worked so hard, and we're recognized for all of their years of service out there at that teaching and demonstration garden, and certainly to our website. We've got a couple of gals that just knock themselves out, and that's a daily thing. You don't just have a website. It's on and on and on. It's, you know, you have to be on top of it. So kudos to all of us. I'm just really, really proud of the association and all that we've been able to accomplish out here in far west Texas, because we're kind of stepchildren in some ways, because we're so far removed from the majority, you know, of Texas Master Gardeners. So I'm really, really proud of us.
Yeah. It's a great, we really have a great group. And every fall we get to meet a new set of Master Gardeners, and we have you know, we set up the class once a year in El Paso County, and we like to hold it in the fall. So by that time, you know, we've kind of settled in. We've kind of gotten a lot of work out on the garden. And the way that we hold the program is we hold it from September to November, and we do a whole day program on Thursdays. So Thursday seems to work for us. It's an all-day program for these 11 weeks. And really what we do is we bring in a lot of local experts, horticulturalists in our area. So all of the information that is presented is applicable to El Paso and to our region. So Texas, like Jan says, one big state. We have a lot of great resources coming out of A&M, but we also pull a lot of localized information and also bring in New Mexico and Arizona because a lot of our plant palette is very similar to that area. So everything is for El Paso, by El Pasoans, people that understand our area, and that information is presented to the Master Gardener class. We hope that they go home and try a little things and get some really great results. And then the bingo part of it is to share that with the community.
And this show in itself is an outgrowth of that because, I mean, if it wasn't for the Master Gardeners, it would just be me talking about, well, I don't know why your plant's dead.
Right.
Why are you asking me? You know, this is why it's so important to have you guys here to be sharing this information because they could be reading something in a newspaper or a magazine that doesn't necessarily apply to our region. They might be saying today's the season is the best time to plant your hibiscus, but in fact, it probably isn't here in El Paso.
You're exactly right. And, you know, reading that byline and exactly to see where that article is coming out from all our periodicals is one thing that kind of always keep in mind. You would not realize how much we have to decipher and backtrack on a lot of things and say, okay, but in El Paso.
Yeah.
You missed that window. Sorry.
Yeah. It's that little footnote, but in El Paso. And that's the great thing about Master Gardeners. You are really helping to educate the public through this show, through so many other programs that are in town, through, you know, right now you've got the library programs going on, speaking at libraries. You've got the once a month Friday workshops at the Multicultural Center on Viscount. You are every Saturday at Artovino's Desert Crossing. Mm-hmm. And this Master Gardener course, I think, is for people who may have sort of latched onto that hunger of wanting to learn more and share more and becoming a part of it.
Exactly, because there's just no way that I could do all of those programs all the time. I mean, we have such a big area to cover, not just as far as square miles, but also population center, right? Smack in the middle of the county. So definitely Master Gardeners are those trained individual, you know, citizen volunteers that want to go out there and share. That's the biggest thing, is share all of this research-based information with the community.
And so let's go sort of into the details as to what the volunteers who would be entering the Master Gardener program would find. What maybe upon their first day there, their orientation, what are they going to face?
Definitely. We've got to talk a lot about what the extension program is actually about. And that's how we really expand our capacity, is by engaging volunteers. Because I'm just one person. You know, the horticulture program in El Paso County is me. You know, that's it. And having such a diverse program area, it's essential to have volunteers. And that's really the basis of the information. If you wanted to go to take a gardening class, we have plenty of those for you to choose from in different venues and different events. The key to the Master Gardener program is to acquire the knowledge and share that with youth audiences, with adult audiences, to help facilitate that and work and help with our demonstration areas to showcase all of these best management practices. So that's the key on that. So we have to go through that and some of the logistics in the orientation program. And then right after that, the next week, we start off by talking about basic plant science. We all got to talk about, you know, the right terms, the right vocabulary words, so that we can be able to have a conversation back and forth and we don't, you know.
And some people might be a little overwhelmed by the amount of information.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. You see that. I mean, it's very obvious. They didn't ever expect that much information on there. The great thing about that is it won't be the last time you hear that information. Everything that we do, every class is placed so that one class builds on another. And by building on that and hearing it every week, you're able to start putting those pieces together. Mm-hmm. So that's really the really great part of it, because there's just no way that I can put a 4-year horticulture degree into 50 hours of instruction. There's just no way of it. So I got to pick the really important highlights for what homeowners would be able to be applicable.
So, Jan, I know when you were probably starting out in those Master Gardener classes 6 or so years ago, did you also have that feeling of, oh, my God, that's just too much?
Yes. I sat there in that first class and I thought, cambium layer? Who cares? I didn't. And that truly was my attitude. And I thought,
I just want to learn about tomatoes.
Yeah. I just want to know how to plant containers. But it quickly dawned on me that this was the basis for things. This is the groundwork. This is how it all starts. And so you may not be teaching that or demonstrating that a lot once you get out into working with the public and stuff, but you have that basic knowledge and you get a little bit of exposure to so many different things in that 12 weeks. And you are overwhelmed. I'm sure Denise looks out and says, oh, I see this deer in the headlight look on the faces of our students, but that's okay. That's normal. And then you start to realize and you're picking all of this stuff up and you are a little overwhelmed, but that's okay because then you get to go volunteer. And then it really starts to fall into place because we expose you to all the different areas that we can think of, in the rose garden and the veggie gardens, and seeing it at the help desk and answering questions with a certified master gardener. So we try and bring everybody along so that you get the whole package in 1 year. And that's, it ends up being about 14, 18 months when you complete the volunteer portion along with the classroom portion. But it is the absolute best thing that I did. But the people, as I mentioned, you know, when we talked about the awards, it's just incredible. Gardeners are just down to earth.
And I love it.
Snare drum.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so nice to see the friendships being sparked in the classroom because, you know, we're all there together because, you know, they have a common interest and it's gardening and horticulture. And then you start seeing, you know, sometimes it's friends that take the class together and sometimes friendships are made in the class. And then you kind of see that evolve and how it brings, you know, brings them out to another facet of their life. It's so nice to be able to see that and to be able to work with such generous volunteers in the program. It really makes, you know, even those really like hard days for me kind of pull through because I know there's so many people that are out there advocating and teaching our community. So,
let's be honest, also the majority of people who are entering the Master Gardener program as first-time students are probably mostly retired, right?
We do have some folks, a lot of folks are retired. Some folks are out of the workforce. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people are, and sometimes we see a lot of younger students are coming in. We have folks, you know, as young as high school that are interested in taking the program.
Oh, wow. So. Yeah, because the point I was going to make was that, you know, a lot of people who are maybe just getting into retirement and they're cut off from all their work colleagues all of a sudden. And so they probably don't have the connections that they may have had, the people who they used to speak to, and they find themselves maybe perhaps a little isolated. Right. And this program, like you said, it forges quite a few friendships, and you're finding friendships with people who have a lot in common with you. So I think this is a great way to, you know, because sometimes when people retire, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and this keeps your mind active. It keeps your body active. It provides you with a purpose to go out and help educate other people in your interest.
It keeps you healthy. It keeps you really healthy. And I can say that because I am a retired individual. And it's in so very many ways, not to mention, you know, what you learn. One of the things that we have is a mentor program that we try to implement. And this is volunteers of Master Gardeners that will mentor the new kids on the block.
Well, if the Master Gardener course is something that perhaps you might be interested, space is limited. Yes. So make sure you call for your application. Call the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension at 771-2354-771-2354. You can also visit the Get to Grow page at ktep.org. I'll make sure to have a link to applications there on that page if you're interested. And the deadline to apply
is August 19th.
So plenty of time for you to send in your application. The sooner the better.
That's right.
Again, call 771-2354 for more information. Well, Master Gardener Jan Peterzelka, best in the state of Texas.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us on Good to Grow. And we also want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.